This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU weed scientist Brian Jenks from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Brian, kochia is a difficult weed to control. Discuss conditions we've had and how control went.
This spring we had really tough conditions in May with our kochia burn down. We had drought, wind, and cool temperatures. We had weed resistance issues with Roundup, our Group 14 herbicides. We relied maybe a little bit more on dicamba in some situations, but then also many growers were relying on gramoxone. But gramoxone doesn't do real great in colder conditions, and it is weaker on a few weeds like lamb's quarters and wild buckwheat. And so with those tough conditions, it was a tough spring for controlling weeds in a burn down.
All right, good stuff, Brian. And hey, we'll have more on kochia when we come back.
Patriot Fire and Safety is growing fast, and we're looking for people who want a career, not just another job. We're currently hiring two positions. If you're the kind of person who enjoys working independently, solving mechanical problems, and would rather be out in the field instead of stuck in the shop, our mobile fire apparatus technician position could be the opportunity you've been waiting for. If working in the shop is more your style, we're also hiring an in-shop technician position. No matter which path fits you best, you'll be joining a rapidly growing company with opportunities to learn and advance. This is more than a paycheck. Based outside Minot, North Dakota, our technicians help keep fire departments and EMS agencies mission ready. Mobile technicians travel throughout the upper Midwest, servicing fire apparatus and ambulances and equipment installations from our facility. Every day is different, and the work you do directly supports the first responders who protect our communities. For more info or to apply today, call Cooper at 701-720-7888. That's 701-720-7881.
Talking kochia today with Brian Jenks. And Brian, tell us about post-emergence weed control.
So our post-emergence situation was quite a bit different this year, I think. We had just tremendous wind end of May and through the month of June, and that really made weed control difficult. We were dealing with drift, and we didn't have so much drought stress, but then we were dealing with rain. But some of our post-emergence herbicides like Husky FX, Tolvera, Talinor, etc., in our wheat, they actually look pretty good because with the rain, we had decent conditions, and those herbicides worked real well in wheat. Where maybe one herbicide struggled a little bit more might have been Liberty. Liberty doesn't do as well in cold, low humidity, cloudy conditions, and so we might have struggled there. But generally, overall, pretty good, but we could certainly do better.
Good stuff, Brian. Thanks for that. And that will put a wrap on this report. If you missed one, check us on the website, agissues.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Patriot Fire and Safety. First responders taking care of first responders. By Peak Nutrition in Minot and Reset Nutrition in Carrington. Protein shakes, energy teas. And enjoy a home-cooked meal at Homesteaders in Minot.